For the record, I don't know if you all have been listening to the podcast, but it's Sunidhi, Tanvi, then Anika introduction.
Sunidhi, Tanvi, then Anika. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're like a unique STD, STM.
It's a sad sandwich.
Sad sandwich, yes.
Yeah, sad sandwich. I think we made this joke before.
I'm sure we have.
Probably. We're not that creative.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything more that we can say.
I am hilarious. Excuse you.
You are delusional. It's fine. You're mispronouncing the word. It's okay.
I am also Delulu. It's fine. But do not... Yeah. God. Also, oh my God. Like, the meme references and all are gonna be crazy now, given how much
shit has happened.
I swear.
Yeah. Also, that we've regressed true. Horribly as people.
We really have.
Yeah.
We were all much better people in 2021.
Honestly, I think COVID was very much like keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, significantly better people in 2021. And since then, it's been a steep downhill.
I was going to say we're funnier now, but then I remember some of our episodes and I'm like, I don't think I can top that. I came up with some pretty genius shit and I was like, wow, good job. And now I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't think anyone's ever topping like lyric interpretation, and I think I want to do a part two sometime. But yeah.
Anyways, guys, we're back.
Yeah.
Imagine if that's just the intro. Imagine that being the intro.
At this point, it is.
Oh no.
Oh my God, no. Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Is that from the Savannah episode?
I have no fucking idea where that's from, honestly. My brain just makes sounds.
Fair enough.
Bro, guys, I've literally blocked Tanvi's stories and like muted her everywhere because she keeps posting shit like, repost this or you'll have a bad December.
Dude,
repost
honestly.
This or you'll have like the worst year.
I haven't in a very long time, but yeah, fair enough.
Tanvi, I've had you blocked for the past 6 months. I don't know
fair
what
play.
You posted.
Fair
I don't
play.
Care what you posted. Yeah.
Every time she posts reply to her and I'm like...
She's like, fuck you, die.
Fuck you, kill yourself. I hope you die.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
One time I said to her,
I said to her, I was like, I hope both sides of your pillow are cold. And then she's like, that's how
that's
I like
good.
It. That's good. Like, Why am I friends with her?
But that's, like, a thing. People actually do like the cold side of the pillow. They prefer that.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Even I like a cold pillow.
I am not the abnormal one.
You could have done better. Yeah. You could have done better
really
with that.
No. I said both sides of the pillow are warm. Sorry, I said warm.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Was it? I don't think so. I think you said it was cold and I was like, it's supposed to be, and you're like, oh shit.
Someone's really struggling here, guys.
All three of us are.
Defense,
that's the only reason we started
defense,
this up again.
In my time zone, it is 10 a.m. I've woken up. It's been an hour since I've gotten up, and I hate it. I hate being
guys, do you want to know where Sunidhi is? I'll tell you what's the time here.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like 3:34 right
it's
now.
It's 3:34 p.m.
You can assume where Sunidhi is basis that.
Dogs her. Dogs her. Fucking dogs her. Do it.
Find me, bitch.
I dare you.
Also, like, Sunidhi, since we recorded our last episode, had a whole gym thing.
Wait.
Okay,
wait.
Fuck you, Sunidhi.
I was complimenting you. I said to something to her, and then I'm like, Chutia. And then I'm like, I hope your rice is always a little undercooked. And then she says, I actually prefer it that way. I hate overcooked rice.
Oh, yeah. That is true. I don't like
that is
mushy
where did
rice.
The pillow come from and why were
why,
both
I
of you so
yeah,
convinced
I was
about
very,
what happened?
I'm pretty sure I've had a conversation about like cold sides
Same.
Of the pillow with Sunidhi.
Guys,
yeah.
Let us segue into our episode about the Mandela effect. Dun, dun, dun.
We're not doing the Mandela effect. That's not even the topic today.
Okay. Getting back on track.
It's not even my episode.
such a child.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyways, after 2 long years,
oh my god, we've been recording for 9 minutes already. This is
for 39 for me, for me, yeah, 13, yeah. Almost 14.
My lord, yeah. Okay.
But yes, after 2 long years, we're finally back. We're doing it again. We're gonna try and maintain this. I don't know if you guys missed our banter. There it is. Whether you like it or not, it's back. It's
absolute nonsense.
Just absolute fucking unhinged, chaotic energy. That's all this is.
It's not just, even improved. It's just as trashy. It's nothing. It is horrid. That said, all of you, whoever's listening right now, you find it entertaining. So thank you for listening. I don't know why. Apparently some of you have still been listening.
No, okay. Yeah. Genuine question for all the listeners. Do you not have a life? Like, genuinely, do you not have a life? Like, what is the matter with
you?
We
have, like, 2 listeners. Yeah, just shut the hell up.
Fair point, but, like, genuine question.
Can you not be unpleasant all the time? You're going to make them hate us. We need them to like us.
Let them. It's a powerful emotion.
2 hours later.
Excuse me.
What the fuck, Tanvi?
Excuse me.
Tanvi is like,
I'm sorry, I'm dying. I'm sorry.
I was surprised I was even keeping my train of thought aligned, and then suddenly I hear a fucking hurricane and an earthquake happen at the same time. I just couldn't help.
Excuse me.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm really
bless
sorry.
Bless you, man. I hope you're okay.
I'm not. It's fine.
Don't come near me, though.
Not planning on it anytime soon. Oh, Lily. My God.
6.5 hours later.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys. This is Sunidhi.
This is Tanvi.
And this is Anika.
And by some fucking miracle of the universe, we are back. We are recording. And we are miserable. This is definitely not a cry for help. All three of us are in the best mental state of our lives.
I'm doing great. I did not cry last night. I did not do it. I promise you I didn't cry. Okay, that's a lie. I did. I don't like lying.
Oh, I love it. It's what I live for. It's so fun. It makes my heart go boop. It's great.
Okay, guys. Okay. Before we start, I'm going to give you a chronology of like what happened this entire few. Yeah.
The past
so
2 years.
We stopped. Like, yeah, the last we recorded.
Was 9/11.
Was, as Tanvi said, was 9/11/21. And after that, we got quite busy with our lives. And then after that, Sunidhi and I made a comeback episode a few months ago, which you'll probably listen to. And it's been a couple months and now we're finally recording the episode to kind of succeed the comeback episode. So hi, if you want personal life updates, I can share those too. But I don't know if Tanvi and Sunidhi are interested, but I can give you the life updates. Yeah.
I mean, we'll be
No need. There has been too much.
Shit.
We cannot surmise that.
It's I just had possible. 2 points, man. Okay.
I'm doing great.
I have
sleep. That's it.
I have no desire to share anything about my life with anybody. Thank you very much. You will know what
Shut
I will tell you.
Fuck up. You call us at like 3 a.m. and cry
that
about
is
what's
true.
Going
with
on.
With you two, it's fine. I don't want the public necessarily knowing about this. I don't know.
Sunday, as you've made like 900 jokes about the 2 people that are listening.
Fair enough. The 0.2 listeners that we have. No. No.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you mean by 0.2 listeners?
It's just an arm. It's just an arm.
It's okay, just an arm
that
listening
listens
to
us.
Wow,
that's
it.
It.
Love it.
There's an ear attached to an arm and that's the only thing listening to us. And it's great.
It's like that Wednesday character.
Need listeners to message us and just message us and give me confirmation. Have we always been like this? I can't tell because I'm listening to this and I'm like, this is such shit. This is such shit.
Good at this.
And I'm like,
oh,
have we
God.
Always been this way? Oh my God. Why?
This is like, it's like episode 1 all over again. We're kind of awkward.
We're so
and we don't
confused.
Know what to say.
Yeah.
No, Sunidhi, you're usually confused. It's just the awkwardness
okay.
right now.
That is true.
Yeah.
No,
I am sorry. I don't know why I'm being a bitch. I think, you know, Sunidhi texted me yesterday saying that she was a bitch to me in one of the episodes we recorded before.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really taking it out on her today. Like, how dare you be rude to me in 2021? Like, screw you.
No, I
you
like,
brainless I chimp.
Oh my god. Oh my god. What is this?
I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna shut up.
Okay,
sorry.
Right?
Continue. I swear.
She oohed me.
Yeah, what the
oohed me? No. Like, I vaguely remember. I remember that recording, and like right before we hit record, we were like just talking normally, and for some reason, I was just Anik and I were just beefing about something. I don't remember what, and I remember
the vibes were just off that day.
The worst times. You know you done fucked up if Tanvi has to mediate. Like, Tanvi immediately oh shit, I gotta mediate now.
Which, and like, then, God help us
you
all
hear
if
it
I
in
have
the
to
recording.
Mediate.
Yeah. Like, you literally hear in the recording where I'm literally like, there's this point where I say something like because Anika's scared of scary stories. And Anika goes, and she mimics me, and she's like, Anika's not scared of scary stories, okay? And I was like,
that sounds so funny, though.
She was so upset.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, God. I was just at her for some reason. I didn't know why. But yeah.
Fucking hormonal motherfucker, bro.
Dude, I don't even know. I think it's like the sexual tension between us that's getting to me.
Yeah.
That is probably, true.
I had a dream that Sunidhi kissed me and I was so scared.
Oh my god.
I was
yes!
like, I don't want to ruin our friendship. Please don't do this. Like, in my dream, I was having a full conversation with her about, like, yes, you are attractive, but, like, I'm not interested in you like that because we're friends and I don't want to, like, ruin anything. Yeah.
She
that was a full
this.
Dream I had, so that's quite fun,
this.
Yeah. I called her and I told her the next
person.
Morning.
No, we
yeah.
met up in person, and that's when you told
yeah.
me.
Oh, like, I don't know. No, this. We I called you up. The day I had the dream, yeah. I called you the day I had the dream, yeah. And I was like, Sunidhi, something's happened.
Man, why is nobody having dreams about me? What's going on?
Oh, no, I have dreams about you. Usually it ends
just
up with
me nightmares, fair enough. Just me dead, me dying, yes. That is
just,
the
like,
greatest
can
dream.
Can you shut up?
3:28 a.m.
Anyways, what's the episode topic?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. We don't know the episode topics
yes.
anymore
okay,
because
so
we decided a surprise system.
There's been
let
a slight... Oh, you're explaining it? Go
yeah.
for it.
Everyone
Enjoy.
Wants to explain it. We're so
yeah,
excited,
we're
guys.
Excited so, Nidhi, go for it.
So,
Enjoy.
So, I thought it would be really fun to just get our original, you know, raw reactions to new topics. So, we
raw.
Found a system...
raw reactions.
Just the worst jokes.
I'm sorry.
Just the
I'm
worst,
so sorry.
Most annoying jokes humanly possible.
Bro, the way
Sunidhi
said it was such like a raw
yeah.
reaction. I was like, raw.
She's also the only person who, in the year of our Lord 2024, goes nor or nor. She's
nor,
the only person
yeah,
who still
sir.
Does that meme. She's the only
no,
person
I don't
that
say anything.
That
I said raw.
No. Like, yeah, it's just
yeah.
Boring. That's all it is.
Yes.
The thing is, I'm just, my eyes are barely open still. I don't know why. But anyways, so we've done a new system. We've done a new system where we basically, we have a pool of topics that we've quote unquote greenlit.
Pre-approved,
and
yeah.
So if we're all on table for it, if we all think that's a good idea, we don't mind being surprised with this topic, the person can randomly choose from those topics and then start the episode. So whatever you're going to hear this episode, genuine reactions. We haven't done our own research. All we know is that we did say okay to this topic, and that's about it.
The
so,
only
yeah.
person who's going to know, who's going to have any background information is the person who's taking the lead, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also, guys, I am so sorry. Tanvi is leading this episode. If you want to log off, I get it.
I will fight
but, yeah,
you,
she, bitch. She's doing this.
I will fight you. I will come down to your campus and fight you. It's gonna
it's funny,
happen.
I'm not even on campus. You're gonna drive 2 hours for what?
Yes,
Tanvi?
Just
for
to
what?
Hit you.
For what?
Just to hit you.
I'm not even there.
I don't care. I'll hide in your walls. Just you wait.
I
Anyways,
so
I'm sorry.
Money.
It's Tanvi's episode. Yeah.
I would pay so much money to see like the live reactions of people when they listen to this episode and they hear that Tanvi's still on the podcast. You know?
It's gonna be such a surprise.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, oh my god.
I thought they kicked her off.
I thought you died.
The fact that Tanvi... Oh, no. The fact that Tanvi was excited to restart the podcast, I know there's something wrong in her life right now.
Yeah, you know exactly what's wrong in my life. You know all of it.
Yeah, fair. But then I don't want to have to tell anyone.
Fair enough.
Like, it's your secret.
Fair enough.
You want me to tell? I will tell it in a nice dramatic
no
way.
No need. It's fine.
Okay. Understood.
I wish it was like chill, so like Anika and I could just sit and just talk about Tanvi's life updates.
No.
Oh my god, yeah. No. We'd be like dissecting Tanvi's life.
Yeah.
You guys do that in your personal life enough. We don't need to make that shit public.
Yeah, that's fine. Actually true. You're keeping our friendship alive, because Sunidhi often calls me like, Tanvi's such an idiot, and I'm like, yeah, tell me more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was this moment. Oh my god, so last semester I would do like I think once every 2 weeks I would like update Anika on like life and stuff, because Tanvi and I were calling, but like I was giving updates to Anika just as it is on my life, so like any gossip, any issues, whatever. And there was, I sent like a 20 minute something long voice note on every other life update, so like relationship stuff, friendship stuff, academic stuff, like everything, right? And then the next, I think, 50 minutes worth of voice notes was just me complaining about Tanvi and how much she's getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
And after that, I ended.
I was scared. Bro, I was sitting in the library and then I get like a ping and I'm like, okay, like Sunidhi texted, I didn't look at it. Half an hour later, another ping and I look at it. She has sent me 2 half-an-hour long voice notes.
Yeah.
You can do that on WhatsApp apparently. 30 minutes long. It could be a podcast episode in itself. It's just like, Tanvi's such an idiot. I don't understand why she behaves like this. And I'm like,
Yeah, I'm starting to remember why I stopped doing the podcast. It's coming back to me now.
Oh yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to gang up on you. Sorry, Tanvi, I actually hit Sunidhi for this episode, so I'm going to be rude to her after this.
Even when it's Sunidhi's turn to be bullied, it just ends up into a shit on Tanvi episode, which, like, maybe I'm into, maybe I'm not. That's between me and God. Like, it's fine. We don't need to talk
Tanvi,
about it.
We all know what you like, baby girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
The next day.
Okay. So, I am the only person who knows the podcast episode for today, and it's something...
You sound excited about it.
I am. It's gotten my gears getting, if you know what I mean.
I already know which
mechanical engineer is disgusting.
Thank you. Disgusting. My gears are turning, my fuel is pumping. Let's continue.
Tanvi's dirty talk. Like, she should make like an ASMR. My gears are getting.
Not even that.
My fuel is pumping.
So instead of
like, she just.
It's like, instead of reading like smart, I just read the user manual for an engine.
Yeah.
And that gets me going. Yeah.
Okay, Tanvi, tell us what's got you going. Man.
So
it's been like 40 minutes.
We are talking about the most famous man you may have never heard of.
Oh my god.
Sunidhi already knows. Guys, have you heard of the guy John Grogan? Mayhaps.
No,
do you know who we are?
Who is this?
He is? Okay, so
am I the only one who's genuinely lost?
Yeah.
Word?
Okay, so John Grogan is known as John the lie detector guy from many masterpieces.
I know.
As several YouTube videos by every single YouTuber who was popular in 2017 but is now washed up. David Dobrik. No, Trisha Paytas is still popular. I'm not gonna shit on her. She's cool. The Dolan twins. The Dobre twins. Everybody. Everybody who was popular in 2017 but is now washed up had at one point a lie detection video on their YouTube channel. And this was the guy who did it. The Try Guys, the fucking Try Guys, before Ned cheated on his wife with an employee in the Try Guys. So that to this day is the funniest fucking video to watch. Anyways, because at one point somebody asks, I think Ned asks
Zach, would you rather be a good husband or a good father?
Father, and he was like, well, a good father, because that means that I'm being a good husband. And like, no, bitch, you're not.
Like, nope.
Nope.
God.
But it's fine. Apparently they're still together. Like, his sister posted a story of them going to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert with Ariel and Ned holding hands in the background. So apparently they're choosing to stay together through it.
Which has to be like a marriage of business or something. Like it just has to be an agreement. Like we do this, we do that, so that we don't have to do this. You know.
I am back here. I have no idea what's going on. If someone agrees with me, then shout out.
No. This is the much talked about Netgate scandal from 2022. This is old news. But yes.
Who?
Did you watch the Tigers?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god, you never went through a BuzzFeed phase. That's why you're like this. That makes sense. That's why you're not annoyed.
Fair enough.
That explains.
I feel
so
like
much.
I'm gonna get a lot of like shit for not knowing this, but okay, it's fine. I will speak my truth, guys.
This is Hannah's coming out video.
The lie detector test would not go off. The polygraph would be stable.
Okay. So, this is an interesting tale that weaves together deceit, lies, lawsuits, and a lot of underhanded bullshit. We love it. So much drama in the lie detection community. Who would have guessed?
It's a community.
Who would have guessed? There is a community. There is a fan club. There is everything you could... There is a subreddit. Guys, is a subreddit. This is really going off, man. Point being, John Rogan started his illustrious lie detection career in 1988. And according to his LinkedIn profile, because yes, I stalked him on LinkedIn, he has conducted 13,000 lie detection cycles. Like he has used the lie detector 13,000 times. That's fucking insane, right? Now, do you guys think the lie detector is like a foolproof method? Does anybody think that?
Fuck,
nah. No. Okay, Handa, you.
Sorry?
Do you think the lie detector is...
I was Googling how long does a typical lie detector test take so I could calculate like 13,000 into like how many hours of his life and give you that fun statistic. So it's about 2 to 3 hours according to grabbelaw.com. I don't know what that is. But yeah.
Love that.
So that's, you know, that's about 3 hours. So it's like 36,000 hours, which is how many years?
That's such a good question. How many hours in a year?
365 into 24.
That's 1500.
That's 8760 it should be.
It's 1500 days. It's about 4 years of continuous lie detection, guys.
It's about 4.16
years. Yeah, 4 continuous years. 4.1. Like you don't sleep, you don't poop, you don't eat. So that's a lot of time. That is a fun statistic I want to give you. And no, Tanvi. And Sunidhi, I am not slacking off. I'm doing maths, okay? I am mathsing here.
I have never been more attracted to Handa than I am in this moment. That is so hot. So hot. Oh my god.
Also, no, I haven't taken a lie detector test, but I really, really want to because it always looks so fun.
Out of all of us, who do you think is the most likely to fail a lie detector test, even if they haven't done anything wrong?
Me, I'll tell you why. Because I hook myself up to the BP machine or like a pulse counter, and I get so scared that my BP is gonna be off. So then my pulse skyrockets as I'm taking the, you know, like the test. You see it go from like 70, 72, suddenly it's 104, 105. Like I'm scared that there's something wrong with me. So I know I'll be bad at a lie detector. I'll just freak myself out. Like maybe I am lying. Maybe I'm not Anika Handa. I don't know.
All we know for a fact is she's stressed.
I'm just stressed.
Just constantly.
I'm scared.
Handa just lives in a level of stress that, like, I think would take most people out. You know,
but that's Tanvi. I am actually relatively more chill, but it's just that small stress really stresses me out, and getting stressed stresses me out more. So it's like a cycle. So I try not to get stressed. Tanvi is living off, like, cortisol, I think. She's not eating. She's not having water. She's just... It's cortisol for breakfast, lunch, dinner, guys.
It's why I'll die before 25, hopefully.
Gives us 2 years for this podcast. Please don't do that.
You don't know my age. You don't know where I'm from.
Oh.
You don't know anything about me.
Oh, shut the fuck up. We've said we're like second year university students. They can calculate, no, no, man. I... Look at me doing quick maths.
No, Handa, you got my age wrong. It's fine.
She could, okay, be sorry. 16 in her second year. It's possible.
I could be 2. Who knows? I could be 2. I could
what the hell?
Who knows?
The most advanced 2 year old.
I swear.
And we're just hoarding her just, for this podcast.
It's just me and young Sheldon. That's
it's
just,
no,
that's
it's Tanvi, it young Sheldon, and ChatGPT sitting in a room together.
Nightmare blood rotation. Truly, truly nightmare blood rotation.
Anyways, what did this man do?
Yes, okay. So, yeah. This guy has also been on over 1,000 TV shows.
Damn, he's like Kim Kardashian, man.
Yeah, and all his YouTube videos together have accrued more than 700 million views. That's over multiple platforms. So YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all of that, right? He also takes classes to teach other polygraphers how to like set up their business, how to market themselves, all of that, yeah? Because he's a bit of a legend in the field. Or is he? Let's find out.
Or is he? or is he? Oh, I am. Consider me intrigued.
Tickle me, tickled. Wait, no, no, no.
Oh, God.
What the fuck, Sunidhi?
No, that's not what I meant.
Sunidhi,
please don't
no.
ask our audience members to solicit you.
No.
That's not what this is.
No. I said,
if you cut this out, Sunidhi,
I swear.
Tumne aukaat dikha diya.
Don't yeah. cut. Don't you dare cut this out.
This is really funny, yeah.
Tickle me pickled.
Shiver me viscous. No, shiver
me
timbers.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
Shiver me timbered.
Zoinks.
Good lord.
What are these ad libs that we're doing now?
What? Why? Why?
You can just add these as reactions throughout the episodes when it gets like a little dry.
Or is he? Zoinks.
Bazonka zonka.
Oh,
ooh la la.
Oh,
and so on
perfect,
so forth.
I'm gonna Google what are good reactions.
Why are we so, do we need ADHD meds? Do all of us need ADHD meds? What is going on?
I just need sleep. That's all. I just need sleep.
Bro, why am I getting synonyms for like, I was gonna say cinnamon. Why am I getting synonyms for reactions? It's like response, answer. Response, answer. Take. Reply.
Oh,
backlash. Reflex. Revulsion. Recoil. More items. Yeah, you can use all of them when you need. Yeah.
More items.
You can use all of them. Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Anyways. Horror. Oh, I got one. That was a good one. Okay, continue.
Yeah. Okay, so John Grogan. When you look at him, right, he's a stoic motherfucker. He has a mustache. He says shit like, God hates liars and I hate liars. He threatened to kid Ned Farmer, which all of us love him for.
He sounds like Hitler's right-hand man. I'm not even gonna
It's giving
lie.
John Wick.
But no.
Yeah, that as well.
Okay, he doesn't have a dog though.
Like, no.
Not that I know of. I don't know his personal life.
What if he's
I
lying
don't
about his dog?
What if he's
the plot thickens
for somebody who's like a lie detector guy and claims to be the torch bearer of the truth? Man lies a lot, like a lot. Like his entire operation is a scam. So as a lot of people might have suspected by watching these fucking YouTube videos, it's pretty clear that, like, first of all, there are no real stakes because whatever that's revealed in the YouTube video that the YouTuber doesn't want getting public, they can just fucking edit out. It's all magic. Nothing you watch is real. Ooh, who would have guessed? But
damn, you're ruining YouTube for me.
Surprise, surprise. Santa's dead.
Why? Why? Bro, stop.
Anda's genuinely so hurt.
She sounds so upset, actually.
Ma'am, are you okay?
I like Santa Claus. I like gifts. I mean, I haven't gotten one in a while, but like, I'm sure he's just making a big gift for me. Yeah.
He's missed 7 years in a row, but you think he's just preparing something big for you? That's so sweet. Never
he's
let go.
Been delivered for like for like 2 weeks and you're like, he's just thinking,
I'm just delusional. He's man. He's, don't, exactly. don't reply.
He's just busy. Yeah. He's just busy. He still he's loves me.
Honestly, I'm not even mad because I don't reply to DMs on time, so it's fine.
Fact.
Might have just missed it.
Fact.
Back to John Grogan.
Yes.
Okay. So, his whole operation, right? So, the thing is, many YouTubers like Trisha Paytas have come forward and said his whole operation is essentially a scam because, A, it's not possible to get a reading on the lie detector very quickly, which... And you're also not allowed to move at all. Because what the lie detector actually measures is any change in your heart rate, any change in your breathing patterns, any change in perspiration, all of that, right? If you move at all, that can register as a falsehood on the lie detector, which is why you have to be very still. And it takes a long time to get an actual genuine reading, which is why, as Hannah mentioned earlier, it takes about 3 to 4 hours, right? However, that
2 to 3, but fair.
2 to 3 hours. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
But that wouldn't make for a very entertaining video. So it's all fake. It's all movie magic. And this guy basically goes to YouTubers and says, hey, I'm, you know, you give me the list of questions and I will ask them and tap your foot or something. If you give me some sort of a signal, if you want me to say that you're lying, otherwise I'll say you're being honest for every single question. Whatever answer you want to give, you give. Yeah, so it's like a complete scam. Now, the thing is, with YouTubers, the stakes are so low that it doesn't fucking matter. Like, he's not trying to prove anything. Where it gets a little bit spicier is when he was on Dr. Phil and the Kardashians, which Hannah would be super interested in. Because...
No, you could physically see my eye logo. Interesting.
You know, like, with animated dogs, whenever they show... Kardashians
mention... Oh, yeah, it's like neuron activated.
Whenever they show, like, dogs getting excited in any animation, yeah. like, medium, they show their ears perk up, literally. Same thing with Hannah.
My tail's up in the air wagging.
Anika's literally Pavloved herself to the Kardashians. It's crazy.
She, like, starts salivating anytime.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
She frots at the mouth.
Shut
like
the hell up. I'm just into the drama, okay? I'm really into the drama.
I am a drama frog. There is nothing wrong with this.
Yeah. Since we stopped recording, I've seen Real Housewives. Like, that's a lot. Honestly, I don't know why I saw Real Housewives. I saw Dubai Bling. I saw a lot of drama shows. Anything with reality drama is really, like, getting me, like, interesting.
Yeah.
Why I do want to know what that person lied about. Mm-hmm. How dare they? It's really adding spice to my life. And I think it's okay. It's an addiction that's not hurting anyone.
Except your brain cells that are quickly committing mass suicide.
I had 2 at best, Tanvi. It's fine.
The population of the town has been halved. Oh no.
Honestly, can't even fight that. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. There was an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where John Rogan was actually a surprise guest. And in that, Kris Jenner, the mother, was asked, hey, Chris, did you help leak Kim's sex tape as Ray J keeps saying that you did? And she said no.
No.
And Khloe went, there you go. That's a myth that got debunked. But it may not have. It may not have. Because John Grogan's a liar.
Revulsion. Recoil.
That's so spicy. Oh my god. There needs to be news articles because about this. I did not think of the implications of the lie detection being false. Oh my god.
Because that's epiphany. The thing. Oh. After this was posted, and I went to Ray J's Instagram to check. So after this got posted, this episode was like, you know, on air and it got released and all that. Ray J took to his Instagram to post, this motherfucker's a liar. I know he's a scam artist because Chris is the one who sent the tape everywhere and they then accused me of doing it. And turns out, big fucking surprise, John Grogan actually worked with Ray J back in the early 2000s on his reality TV show.
Backlash.
Oh my god.
The horror.
So it's all interlinked. And the guy was like, And Ray J was like, oh my god, this dude's a liar. I know this because I've worked with him on my own reality TV show, and he'll just give you whatever answers on air that you want him to give.
Oh, that's so spicy. So did he get, like, screwed because of the Kim Kardashian episode?
He didn't get screwed. Nobody's talking about this. There are a few Reddit posts here and there. There's a Scott Kramer video. That's it. Nobody else talks about this. But Mance has also gotten sued. Like, a lot.
Chris, you sneaky ass bitch, bro.
I mean, this is not really surprising. Oh my god. That's so cool.
That, I mean, she's a good manager. Her children are doing amazing.
For people good with for no talent, that's exceptional. Like, that's
hey, don't normal. Say that. Oh my god, Tanvi, that's so rude.
No, they're very smart businesswomen. I don't know if they're talented in the like traditional celebrity sense, though.
If the Kardashians want to send me money, I am here. And it's like, I watch your TV show. I am interested.
For the Kardashians any day of the week.
Okay, no, that's okay, I don't know about this. I don't know how much of like a sellout I want to be, so I'm gonna stop asking people to give me money at this point.
No, if you wanted to, you would. If you wanted to, you would.
I'll ask again. No, yeah, it's fine. But Tanvi, don't be mean to people. Oh my god.
That's rich coming from you.
I'm only mean to you. I'm not mean to others.
Hi.
You started this episode by being mean to Sunidhi.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Hi, hello.
Fine, hate crime. Okay, now. I'm sorry. I can't stop. I can't turn this off.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's also been like sued a fuck ton. I'll tell you why. Surprisingly, it's not by Ray J or by any of the people who came on Dr. Phil or Maury Povich, who are also other like pseudo reality TV shows that he was on. He's been sued by other lie detector guys and girls.
Oh, it's a lie detector. So, lie detector crime.
Yes, literally.
How would you know who's actually lying? Like, the court will never know.
People talk about like communal riots and the race wars and all of this. What nobody's talking about and what everybody should be talking about is lie detector or lie detector violence. This is the real pandemic.
I did not expect that this episode would actually be interesting. I thought it's just going to be Tanvi talking shit again.
This is so fun. She is talking shit, but it's so funny.
Yeah, I've gotten better at this. Again, the character regression has to show up somewhere.
I am so invested in this.
I was like, what are we going to do? Talk about facts? No, nobody's trying to get smarter by listening to this.
Someone needs to make this into an anime. Lie detector on lie detector hate crimes. That's such a good thing.
When you said lie detector on lie detector, I thought this was going somewhere
I
very
mean,
different.
I was also,
what the fuck?
Like, imagine the sexual tension in that room, though. Just imagine.
Both of them attached to like each other's polygraphs, like you're lying. No, you're lying. You lied when you said that you lied. No, you lied when you said that I lied when you lied.
Like, oh, I'm technically the cousin of this entire operation. This is a very weird family reunion.
It's just a cult. Anybody who's working with lie detectors, it's a cult.
Hello everyone. Welcome to our new segment. Anika Handa, Sunidhi, and
why'd you go full name?
What are you doing? What's up? I don't know how to do this. Oh my god, you have such content.
You went into such like MC mode when you did that. You sounded
I don't know how to introduce stuff. God help me.
Why'd she go full name? I just don't get it.
No, not even that. She's like presenting on stage. She's comparing for an event.
Yeah, I'm presenting on stage. I am going to do that.
I'm for her,
the energy's coming back.
She is thinking
about it. Let me just get back into it. Yeah. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our new segment, our bi-weekly hot takes. Today's hot take is brought to you by me,
Nissan
Anika.
Ultra. Sorry.
Yes.
Me, Anika, Nissan Ultra.
Yeah, I mean, fair. If Nissan wants to sponsor
us, will not say no.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah, I will not say no.
This section of the video is brought to you by Nissan Ultra. Great mileage, Nissan no costs.
Okay, guys, my hot take. Okay, so I will give you a bit of a disclaimer. I am going through a rough patch in my life vis-a-vis future anxiety. Yeah, it's there. So I struggle to come up with a hot take despite having so many opinions about every single thing in the world.
And then it just came to me while I was on the can, and I realized my hot take for this week is that diarrhea is better than constipation.
Oh, I could not disagree more. Oh my God, you are so wrong. You have never expressed an opinion that I disagree. I don't think anybody's ever expressed an opinion that I disagree with so much. You are just seriously stupid for thinking that.
Why?
Constipation is so much better than diarrhea. Oh my God, diarrhea, you're just constantly on the can. It's watery. It's terrible.
I feel like this is some sort of metaphor for your emotional state right now.
Sure.
I love talking shit. Absolutely.
I agree. Constipation,
bitch. Get it out of your system. No. Do you know how good your stomach feels? Like, it's... Your stomach's hurting. Like, no. Bear with me, Tanvi. Your stomach's hurting because you ate some bad fish. It's hurting. It's cramping up. You go to the toilet. You unload so much. Like, it's just, it's flowing out of you. But when it's done, the satisfaction you get, like, you're just like, wow, like, I am living right now. I love Hannah, diarrhea.
Baby, love of my
diarrhea
life.
Diarrhea is better than constipation.
But that's not diarrhea.
Yes.
Listen, this is going to get a little gross and graphic because of the topic of the conversation. Now, just bear with me. You are on the can.
Rawr. Right?
Diarrhea. Which means it's just, like, it's thin. It's watery. It's so watery that the bad fish that you ate is swimming out. It's resurrected.
At least it's out of me. Imagine that fish it's jammed just, out there for, like, so, 3 days.
But imagine just having to be on the can for 3 days. Because every 5 minutes you have to run in because you're scared that you otherwise you'll just like in your panties. Like gross. No.
Just sit on the toilet till you're all empty.
No, but then that's
why you're running back and forth.
Yeah, what if you have a schedule? What if you have a job? Just because you don't have a job doesn't mean other people don't.
That's rude. That is so rude. Oh my God. That is so out of line.
Transition to roasting section.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, I would just like to conclude this section by saying I want all of your opinions because I have fellow diarrhea lovers and I have idiots like Tanvi who like constipation more. I want to know your thoughts.
I like constipation.
Yeah, I need to know your thoughts.
I love how it's just the two of you talking. I didn't get any points in.
That's very reminiscent of
I can't believe you also like constipation.
Yeah, Sunidhi, what's your take?
I prefer constipation.
Why?
Exactly.
Because why? I'm telling you, I wasn't always like this. This is very specific incident, and I cannot believe this is now my carbon footprint. But I had hot Cheetos this one time, and I was going for this dance thing. It was my first time having hot Cheetos, and I had coffee right beforehand. And Sridhi was
oh
not
my
sure.
My God. That's not a good
combination. I'm not even joking. I was, my knees joint, my fucking glutes puckered as hell. I think that's how I've developed somewhat of an ass. And
that's graphic.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And there's other kids around me. And I had a crush on one of the guys. And he's there standing next to me. I'm sweating bullets. Just clenching my ass the whole time. Run to the bathroom.
Why did you not run to the toilet? Okay, good.
Because it was a session happening. It was a dance session happening. And the lady, she was super strict. She literally like heavy kajal, eyeliner, big bindi and everything. Like she was intense. Intense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, in between, I was
Is
like,
Is this
can
in
I...
school?
No, I wasn't in school. It was an extracurricular activity. Okay. And so I was like, I want to go to the bathroom. And she was like, no. You will finish this. I know you're making excuses. I can see you're tired. I'm like, no, my knees aren't doing this because I'm tired. I want to shit.
You're like, I promise you, it's either the bathroom or your floor. You
and
pick.
What red Cheetos does to your intestines, right? What it does to your shit, it makes you think you are shitting out your intestines. It's red. So I was wearing, drum roll, please.
White pants.
White pants.
Yeah.
I was wearing white.
We felt it in our soul when you're like, I was wearing other red pants.
Really. Honestly, I mean, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I am sticking to my stance. I would like to conclude by saying I would rather be a pooping monkey than be a poopy monkey.
I would date somebody who politically had the exact opposite opinion as me as a diarrhea lover.
Wow.
Are you hitting on me right now?
No, I have been hitting on you for 5 years. This okay, is me fair. Telling you I will no longer be hitting on you.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like a will they, won't they kind of thing going on. I was like, okay, are you like indirectly?
It's always been will they, won't they. Right now, I am wearing won't they.
Bro, I honestly cannot even imagine. Like imagine we're like kissing or something. I go to like grab your butt or like go to smack your butt. And then it's just like I know there's poop inside it now.
Oh, because constipated. Okay. But it's not.
Yeah, you're constipated.
There's always poop inside.
Okay.
There's just poop inside, man. I don't
know. There's always poop inside. Like
wet water in your underwear because you're diarrhea.
No, I don't have wet water in the underwear because as you said, I am jobless right now and I love pooping. So if I got to poop, I'll go poop. I'll sit there on the toilet for 45 minutes if I need
to. What if you eventually get a job? I know, unfathomable. But still, what then?
Excuse me?
No. Let me explain this, right? The most annoying part of having the shits, right? Of just needing to sit on the toilet. The worst part about it is that you don't know when you have to go next, but you're feeling
exactly.
It the whole time.
Exactly. The stress it creates. My God.
It feels because like also, it's going to fall
no,
out of
I
you.
I don't know. Do you guys not have butt cramps when you're like constipated?
I would is rather suffer me? Through butt cramps than having to constantly okay. run to my bathroom in the middle of like life.
And
I
not
can't
cardio,
live
when
it's
gonna come
cardio.
Out.
I can't live
it's
this
all
way.
Cardio.
I can't do it. It's too
no,
dangerous.
Because the thing isn't about having to go every single time. It's not knowing if you have to go or not. Like you feel like it's going to come out.
Also, like when you just sit on the can and all that comes out is water. Does that happen?
It's fucking
because, like,
bro, Tanvi, I have not had like that bad of a
okay.
Situation.
I had
in the recent past.
I had
gastro.
On my 8th birthday, like 2 days before my birthday party, I got gastro really, really badly. And I could not... So I've been traumatized by diarrhea ever since. This is my truth.
I think...
It's like, you know, you like... No one likes puking, but you would rather puke than be nauseous for the rest
that
of the day
true.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
That
is like my stance on poop as well.
But also, I feel like constipation is a lot easier to deal with because you can take a laxative. When
like
you have when you have diarrhea, it's just so much tougher. I mean, I'm sure that there's
medicine.
I know
I don't know what it's called, but
it's
like
called
that little yellow.
It's called Roco.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's also that.
It's called Roco in India because diarrhea ko Roco.
What ho gaya? Roco. Yeah. Oh, also there's like a diarrhea medicine. Sorry, there's a constipation medicine which is called like loose, like let loose.
Love that.
Let
that
loose,
sort of
yeah.
Somebody on the marketing team went to work that day. Somebody got promoted. Okay. That's such a girl boss move. I love it.
Anyways, back to the episode. We're done.
We're done.
Let's
that's the hot take.
Yeah.
The lawsuit, right, as I had alluded to earlier, right, John Grogan used to take lie detector courses, right, where he'd teach other lie detection dudes and dudettes about how they should set up their business, how they should advertise, stuff like that. Like, have you guys been to an auto stand or a taxi stand? These people have to agree to have the same rates as each other, so they don't undercut anybody.
Yeah.
You know, under threat of violence and being boycotted.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's how they make sure that nobody's undercutting anybody else on the price. And it's a fair economy for everybody, right? It's a fair workplace. It's kind of similar with lie detector dudes as well. Except John Grogan would tell other people, hey, listen, there's a flat rate for everybody in the greater LA area. Don't fucking undercut anybody, otherwise we will boycott you, right? Meanwhile, he advertised prices that were like, half of the industry standard on his website. And when you call him and okay, now I'll be honest, I did not personally call him. This is what other people have listed online. I want to be honest.
Speak
right?
your truth, girl.
I swear. When Sorry. Other people called him and were like, hey, listen, buddy, I wanna like book your services, he'd be like, okay, and double the cost of whatever he'd advertised on his website. So it's not even that he's actually undercutting everybody else, he's just advertising lower rates and then making up the difference by saying, oh, these are hidden fees, right? So it's really fucking shady. He's also bought up, like, if you look up lie detector guy, or not even lie detector guy, if you look up lie detector services in the greater LA area, the first 50 domain names are just his. Like, he's bought up the first 50 links that show up and they just redirect you to his website.
That's so funny.
So he's essentially monopolized the whole SEO.
He's literally the mafia boss. That's wild.
Basically. So that's why people who took his...
Is he also involved with, like, investigations and shit? Or is this just, like, he's just, like, lie detector to the stars?
That's the thing. Okay. He's actually sent people to jail.
The thing is,
lie detectors are not admissible in most states.
Yeah, it's not.
In the US, and they're not admissible in most countries because it's kind of pseudoscience,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually a very good Adam Ruins Everything episode
mm-hmm.
on lie detectors and how the guy who invented them actually, like, 5 or 10 years after he sold the patent, went on, like, a tour to try and be like, no, it's wrong, I fucked up, it doesn't work, it's a hoax,
yeah.
I thought I was doing the right thing, turns out, like, that's not how human anatomy works.
Yeah.
Not everybody shows physical signs when they're lying, especially if they don't feel any remorse. Also, just because they're sweating more or their heart beats faster doesn't mean that they are lying. It could just be an anxiety
Amen.
Response
I
for being in a
scared.
High pressure situation. Exactly. Like, I would fail it. Handa would fail it. Sunidhi might fail it. I don't know. But Handa and I definitely would.
Yeah, definitely.
We're nervous fucking people. Like, it's not fun.
Honestly, you put me in a high pressure situation and I gotta poop. Like, I think I won't be able to sit for those 3 hours because the pressure would be too intense. I'd just be like squirming.
I would piss my pants. Because whenever I think of these rooms, I always think of them, like, blasting the air conditioning really high. I don't know.
Oh, I hate that.
Maybe in a past life, I was a criminal or something. I would piss myself. Because I'd be too scared to ask them to take me to the washroom. Because I'd be like, what if they think I run away? And they beat me to death right in this room. What if they curb stop me here? Like, that's what I'll be worried about the entire time. So I won't even ask them and then I'll piss myself.
To be fair, Tanvi, I think Sunidhi, of the three of us, is the most likely to commit a crime as well. So it's fine.
That is true.
Yeah, like...
I am the most likely to accidentally kill somebody.
At most, we're accessories, that's all. And, like, unknowing accessories.
True.
We didn't even know there was something going on.
We would...
I'm like, guys,
we just wanted to be a part of the party.
A or B. Okay, drowning, fantastic.
Like,
thanks. Slashes like the second dude's throat.
Sunidhi is like, if only somebody loved you.
Before
she straight up stabs somebody in the heart.
Dude, listen, last year's been intense. Listen, it's just done things to my head. It's just done things to my head.
I was just quoting Frozen.
Guys.
I was just quoting Frozen.
Guys.
What has happened?
Oof. She's gonna be a forensic scientist, so I mean,
actually, forensic
do with that what you will.
Osteologist.
I don't even know. Honestly, I had to sit and learn that word. It took me 10 minutes. I was just Googling what the meaning is and what it is, so you feel better. And you know what she said to me? She said my degree is like a BA degree. She doesn't even know that I'm doing a fucking BSc.
No, I did not.
She doesn't even know that I'm doing a BSc.
No,
not a BA. She said BCom. I was like, excuse me.
No, it would be slander if it was written, this is libel.
There's nothing. You have no argument. You have no ground to stand on.
My statement of the osteology thing happened after I said BCom, and that's purely because she never said BSc to me, so I didn't know.
Shut the fuck up. I know I would have. If Tanvi knows it, you should know it.
Math, and I didn't think about it. I just left it at that. You complain a lot about, like, how much math was there or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, that sucks. And then I didn't know what else to do. And I just never once heard BCom or BSc or anything. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to assume BCom.
Mm, the worst of the two.
Which I guess my bad for breathing the air you breathe, I guess. My bad.
You don't even know what I'm majoring in, Sunidhi.
I do.
Okay, what is my degree? Tell me the entire full thing of my degree. Say it.
I know.
BSc Economics and Financing.
No. She's also doing a minor in Computer Science.
And Engineering. But no.
And Engineering, yeah.
Sunidhi, I'm
but only a
BSc
minor.
Research. In economics and finance, not economics and financing. ma'am.
Oh my god, you're such a pedantic bitch. I swear.
If I
financing is not what, finance.
What's my master's degree? What's my master's degree then?
But forensic osteology?
The yeah. full thing, the full thing. It's a full title.
BS, no, MS in, yeah. no, not MS, MA, right? MA in forensic osteology.
Ye toh aur dur ja rahi hai. Very nice.
Okay, never mind.
So field recovery methods and forensic osteology. I think it's something like that. It's MA in, yeah, field recovery methods
is it
and forensic
MA?
Osteology.
Where did
I
MA
think.
Come from? Where did MA come
it's
from?
It's not an MA, it's an MSc, right?
She yeah. applied to an MA also. Yeah. I'm getting confused if it was
when
the
did
one.
I apply
okay.
to
it's an
MA.
MSc.
You applied to an MA, didn't you?
No.
Really?
I have a stats course.
Oh. I thought you
it's
applied
an MSc,
to an MA also.
Yeah.
That's fine. See, you don't know my undergraduate. That's fine. I know what your undergraduate was in. Screw you.
Yeah, it was two things.
Also, I was very close. I was very close. Like, I know it's field recovery methods and forensic osteology.
Yeah,
so,
switch it around. Forensic osteology and field recovery.
And field. Because the focus is on forensic osteology.
Oh, shut yes. the fuck up. Like, you knew
Sorry.
Anything, Tanvi.
I knew forensic osteology and I knew MSc. I knew more than you did.
You did not know MSc. You went to start with MA. You started with MA. And
no, no. I said MSc first and then I said MA. And then I was like, wait, no, I know it's not an MA. I know it's MSc. So I corrected myself. Like people do.
Tanvi, you're copying shit. If you go back to the recording, I said forensic osteology way in the beginning, okay?
I've always known it's forensic osteology.
You're fucking lying. Someone call this man up. We need a lie detector test.
I would piss myself right there.
Dude, okay. He has a withering stare.
Oh my, it's crazy. Steely gray eyes. Yeah. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I don't fucking know. Anyway, he looks
hardened.
A little bit like what I imagine Santa Claus looks like, though.
Right, yeah.
Like, his face is what I imagine Santa Claus's face looks like. Except just like a white guy. Just a chubby white guy. Honestly.
Why the Santa slander today, man? This is like the second time.
Listen, I'm just salty about something. It's between me, God, and Santa Claus. It's fine. You leave it be.
You're saying this like you don't feel that you're an atheist, Tanvi.
Again, that is also between me and my God. It's fine.
Who's your God, Tanvi? Who is your God?
The atheist God.
That's also between me and my God.
Okay, I'm sorry for impugning on your religious beliefs. My bad.
Thank you. I would really appreciate some privacy here.
I think we've gotten way too tense at this episode at this point. Yeah.
Personal, like, yeah. Personal matter. I thought it was fun so far.
Yeah, I had fun.
We're having fun. I swear, my eye's not twitching. I promise.
Dude, your eye twitching could mean so many things. It could likely mean sleep deprivation.
Fair or enough. Like dehydration.
Or dehydration.
Or just me turning into a chihuahua. Very slowly. Just a twitching chihuahua.
That's also there.
One of my friends, she like said that I'm like a chihuahua, and she sends this picture of this little tiny little thing with its tongue sticking out, both its eyes in different directions, and a little bow on its head. And she's like, that's me.
Yeah, sounds like
Sunidhi. That is Sunidhi. Yeah. Very
aren't
different
aren't we
energies.
All just chihuahuas, yeah.
Very different energies, but yes. Yeah. Just the intense yapping. Constant
yappa,
is what connects us.
In Japanese, what can I say?
That's disgusting.
Thanks. Tell me I'm a worm now. Tell me you hate me.
Tell me I'm the scum at the bottom of your shoe and you hope I die.
Like I'm a vermin.
I don't know if you're actually into this.
No, I'm not.
Are you trying
to? Okay. No, no. Oh my god.
Are you all right?
Oh my god, we were talking about the lawsuit. I forgot about
the lawsuit. Oh yeah, sorry, the lawsuit.
Okay,
let's go.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so he gets sued by his former students. Again, the sexual tension in that courtroom must have been insane.
No. Stop it.
Sorry. And the stenographer is just there like, why? Why is the family breaking apart? Mom, dad, please. Okay.
What is going on with you? Are you fine?
No. Okay. Basically, the way the lawsuit ended up working out was that John Grogan had filed a defamation lawsuit as a countersuit for the initial lawsuit against his former students. And it was settled internally between all of them. So it was settled out of court. More court proceeding notes found that there was another case against Grogan for wrongly enforcing a lie detector.
Oh,
as in?
Basically, he misused like the equipment in such a way that he forced a result that wasn't accurate. The thing is, apparently there's a rule with lie detectors, and this is what I've read online. I don't know how accurate this is. Don't take my word as gospel about anything, but especially not about this. So the thing with lie detectors, because the equipment that they use is so fickle, you're not supposed to say that was a lie or that was true. You're supposed to say that could potentially register as a falsehood.
Right, like a scale.
That it's a scale. That's all. You can't make definitive statements, right? Even in states where it is admissible in the court, you're not supposed to use that was a lie or that was the truth as like broad definitive statements, right? You can just say, oh, that's the indication I'm getting, that's the sort of general sense I'm getting,
that's the vibes of your answer,
that's the vibes. Yeah.
you get
you have to be very vague about
it's like a magic where it's like science point towards yes or something.
Yeah, it's the Ouija board.
It's the
for people who don't believe in the
spiritual. Do you think like that's admissible in court, like the ghosts?
The Ouija board. Your Honor, the ghost of my dead neighbor said that he did it.
What about, see, if places can be legally haunted?
Can they be?
Can they
be? Yeah, like Bhangad is like legally haunted, right? Like that's why they shut it down at
There's
night.
Actually
yeah.
Something the Constitution
I didn't wants. Know that.
Yeah, like let me Google this actually. Please. But like there's a reason that this is like closed down after sundown every single day for the past like century. I don't know how long, like a long
time.
That
means it's like a certain criteria.
Wait, so are there laws for ghosts then? Because if they admit that does that mean that ghosts exist? That's a whole nother rabbit hole.
See, some places do call it like, it does say legally haunted, but the thing is like, it's, you're forbidden to enter the place after sundown. Like,
yeah,
what does legally haunted mean? Yeah.
I don't know. Let me Google this. But some sites are saying that it is. What does legally haunted mean? I'm literally writing your questionnaire.
Yeah, same. Okay, the first result I'm getting is the history of the Ackley House.
Same, yeah.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Future episode reveal. Stamp Voice versus Ackley. Okay.
Yeah, it's just Bhangad and this New York thingy. Okay. There's no definition of what. Yeah, there's no definition of what it is. We probably
what
gonna
it
have
means.
To search deeper.
We'll figure it out. Okay. So back to this guy, right? Also, so he's been accused of like forcing answers from the people he's conducting tests on, forcing results, bending results in accordance to what answers he wanted, even in legal cases. So this is like, these are serious allegations.
Oh no.
And additionally, interestingly enough, although to be fair, I have only gotten this off of a subreddit, so I don't know how accurate this is, but apparently there are questions about his accreditation being false.
Oh, dun dun dun.
So he may, and the thing is, I did go to his LinkedIn to check this. He's very vague, like he doesn't list an official university that he studied from. He just says he got an LLB from BA University College, which means nothing. And he states that he has gotten various certifications. Under education on his LinkedIn page, he's listed a BA University School of Law, Bachelor's of Law, LLB, between 1997 and 1999, which means when he started working, he didn't even have an LLB, which like, how did he do his work then? Because he started working in 1988, and that has also been mentioned on his LinkedIn only.
Was
right.
his dad a lie detector guy? Because then it
could
be
nepotism.
And
he also, and his other listing under education is multiple lie detection academies, polygraph analog, polygraph computerization, voice stress analysis, interview interrogation, CE, between the years 1987 and 2004.
This sounds so cool. I want to do this.
But
Sorry.
It's very vague. you can't just say multiple lie detection academies under education. That's not how it works. You need to list them.
Yeah.
This is a very shady LinkedIn. It's a very, very shady LinkedIn.
Send him a request.
Do it.
I already have.
Oh, okay. You already accepted?
No.
Oh. Shit.
No. But it's fine, I
guess. Interview. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be like, just, this is your turn to defend yourself. So, his accreditation may be false. He has been accused of malpractice. He has bragged about sending people to jail. Yikes. Which in and of itself is very unethical. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that.
Not very LLB of him.
Not very LLB of him, indeed. And also, in what country is an LLB a fucking 2-year degree?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, how? Weird to me. How is it a 2-year degree?
He could be in that room with you, young Sheldon, and ChatGPT. You don't know this.
That is true. Mm. Because he finished his Bachelor's of Law between 1997 and 1999.
Yeah.
So, there are also a lot of comments about him and articles that I found online, to be fair, only on LinkedIn, where somebody, and I'm quoting the comment that they left, was, John Rogan has a business called Polygraph Academy in a box. Stay far away from him, as he is a common scammer. He took my money, sent parts of the program, then stopped. He will not reply to any emails. I found websites that list him as a scam artist all across the country. If anyone happens to have his address, I would love to have that, so I can send him a little paper demanding him to appear in court. This was posted by somebody named Roger Parsons on May 8th, 2015.
How expensive are these courses?
So on his website, he's listed $195.
Yikes.
For his services.
It's not that bad. I don't know why I thought it's going to be like $500 million. The guy sounded really pressed about it.
No, but this is only for his services. He's not listed his courses.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know how much money this dude paid before getting scammed. I also don't know if this guy is being honest, honestly.
Plus, there's a lot of hidden expenses.
Yeah, he does have a hidden fee thing, right? That we know for a fact. Mm-hmm. That many people have talked about. Yeah, the Ray J thing, there are articles online if you're interested enough at looking into this that you can find. Articles by like metro.co.uk and other shady, fucking shitty publications that... publications that covered things like fucking Z-list celebrities like Ray J talk about. But yeah, you can this is a horrible attempt for me to cite my sources, but yes, basically,
can you do that in APA?
Just MLA citations
everywhere. No, I just asked for APA. Are you not listening?
APA? Okay, sorry, it's just you start talking and I zone you out.
Damn. That hurted me though.
sorry. Sorry, I was kidding. Okay. I was trying to be funny.
It's okay. You don't.
Yeah. The name of his company is John Rogan and Associates. I don't know what you will do with this information, but like, just thought I'd throw it out there. I did some research. I want to use all of it. But yes.
That's the most boring name. Just putting your name as a company.
Yeah. That's such a white guy move, no? It's like such a, like...
The only one I endorse is like Michael Scott Paper Company, but that's because I just lost Steve Carell. Yeah. Other than that, nothing. Like, why is your company name in your... Like, not in your... Why is your name in your company name? Sorry.
Is Steve Carell daddy? I must
say. Honestly, he's kind of cute, but like, no. He's kind of cute though. No.
Yeah, he's like... Cute. He's funny uncle. He's not...
No, but he is attractive. Like, I mean...
I don't find him attractive. Sorry, whenever I think of him, yeah, I think like, of that scene from the 40-year-old virgin where he's getting his like chest hair ripped out. And that's just so funny. Oh my
sadly,
god, you have to. It's so funny.
I'm a fake Steve Carell fan.
It's very you know, low brow humor, but it's funny. It's funny. It'll make you laugh. If you like The Hangover, I think it hits the same part of my brain that The Hangover hits.
Also, just adding on to like the unreliability of this John dude, so if you go to his Instagram, right, he does this thing with like, you know, lie detector secrets and all that, and then there's this one where it's like, how, yeah, I'm just gonna Yeah, he just says a natural bodybuilder polygraph test, like, they won't be affected if you use steroids. So, which is interesting. So I go immediately to, like, check the comments and see if there's any effect. No comments. He's disabled comments. You also can't even share his posts.
Shady.
No, you can share his posts.
Okay, maybe because I'm on laptop. But yeah, you can't comment.
Okay, yeah. You can share his posts, but you can't comment.
Who are you sharing these posts to? What's going on?
Oh, no, no,
no. No, no, I'm not. There's just the option to. You can share his posts.
Tanvi, yeah. Why do you know this?
Because I've stalked his... I stalked his LinkedIn, his Insta. I went to his websites. I did a fair bit of research for this episode.
That was, even hides how many people like...
I'm so proud of you, bro.
You know, the post. He's hidden that.
None.
Yeah.
No one liked them.
Yeah.
There's at most 4 people.
The lie detector dude, like, fell off. Basically, is what we're learning from this. Like, some of his posts have, like, 4 likes, 5 likes. Because if you press on the and others part, if you see the number of people who've liked it, who, like, show up, it's 4 people, which is fun.
That's so funny. Even Dude is Water Wet has more likes than that. Screw you.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Follow our Instagram, guys. Yeah.
I'm, like, checking out his damn LinkedIn, right? And it's just, wow. Wow.
Honestly, Tanvi had like shady. 10 minutes, yeah. Tanvi had 10 minutes of research, but we talked such nonsense.
I'm telling you, it's an episode that like really lends itself to conversation. There's so much shit you can get out of it.
Definitely. Like there was for sure. Barely any like silent space there's, in the conversation. There was nothing.
We were talking was, throughout.
Like, except when Tanvi was Googling something.
Yeah, that was
when you silent.
There's 15 seconds of silence, but yeah.
Needed that, honestly. I'm so done with this.
Are you done with this or are you done with us?
I enjoyed. I'm just being a hater because I said I'll be rude to Suniti, but I did enjoy, so.
I'm glad. Because I know that this is a more niche topic than we usually go for, so I wasn't exactly... So
it's
I know
really
that it's a bit
not.
Of a
gamble. We've done weirder shit, yeah.
This was an insider scoop. Without being an insider, you know?
Yeah. Also, Tanvi, I just realized, I think your niche is like deep dive on people history because you've done
Redacted
as well.
Oh, Redacted.
This is actually one of my favorite episodes that we've done.
Yeah. We didn't upload it.
We haven't uploaded it, but I do really like the material. I really like.
Guys, Tanvi's finally found the type of episodes she can do.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Infodumps, yeah. We've known this for a while.
No, info dumps is fine, but like, it's like biographies, kinda, like shade. I don't know.
But with the Kardashians involved.
Yeah. Bro, they're everywhere. It's so cool. Good for them.
Yes.
Also want to be rich. So, okay. I just said I won't ask for money. I'm sorry.
New Year's resolution going very good right now.
Nice. Love that. We stand.
I am gonna be eating garlic bread someday, guys. Please pray for me. Send me all the good wishes. I really need them.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Pray for our souls, please.
Dude, I'm gonna get my master's this year. Fuck that.
I'm trying to get into a master's program. If I don't get into any of my like absolute dream schools, I will end up doing a job. So if any of you have parents or something that can get me, Tanvi, and Sunidhi jobs in finance, forensics, and mechanical engineering, do let us know.
Listen, I'm just trying not to kill myself. I do that, I survive. That's all. Huh? That's the goal.
If they just, like, you know, kill someone that's in the corporate scene from like a large building with a very specific type of
in a
like
toilet so there's plumbing, yeah, okay. Mm,
okay yeah, that too kills them through a toilet somehow. I don't know, so you can actually have all 3 of us involved, you know,
guys. Yeah. I'm a mechanical engineer, I'm not a plumber.
I see no difference in the two. I don't know what you're doing. I genuinely think you wake up at 8 a.m., go to class, fix some toilets, come back, and you're paying for this. So you're the one getting scammed, actually.
I've actually been lying. I've been going to trade school this entire time.
Oh, God.
That's what's been going on here.
Gone to multiple trade schools.
I saw this post where somebody was like, yeah, what does an engineer actually do? And all the posts were like, all the replies under that post were, I don't know, man. My dad's an engineer. He goes to work. He comes back. I don't ask him any more questions. Yeah.
Dude, literally. Yeah. I found out that my dad's an engineer and the exact type of engineer that he is. I think in 2019, properly, that's when I asked him. I was like, what do you do? And he looked up at me and he's like, this is the first time you're thinking about this. And I was like, yeah, I'm an engineer. But like, what do you do? But
like, what type?
I mean, I doubt he's listening, but love you.
The other day, I went into like a lot of detail talking to Hannah about like a potential future opportunity I have. And I was explaining the project to her, right? Really excitedly. And Hannah went, what makes you think I care?
Yeah, honestly, like I genuinely don't.
She's like, I don't understand a word of what you just said. What makes you think I'd give a shit?
Yeah.
She does not
like,
back
she's
down.
She's like some thrusting, some arrow, some, not, honestly, these are normal words, but like some weird word she's telling me about some, like the words I got was department, research, work, and I was, and, the, in. Yeah, and I was like, okay, mm-hmm, got it. That's all. That's, I don't know what nonsense she talks. She's like, I think trying to have me go like, oh my God, Tanvi, what are you doing? Explain it to me. No, I'm not falling for that. I don't want to know what she's doing. I want
to understand nothing.
She's
me
fixing.
And my one brain cell are very happy together.
In my head, Tanvi is going to different countries and fixing Japanese toilets. I do not care to understand more than this.
That's not a bad gig at all. Given the current hiring market, I would take that. That's not a bad gig.
Tanvi is
the plumber. Yeah. Tanvi the plumber, she can
fix it.
Oh my God!
Tanvi the plumber, yes she can! Anyways, guys, I will finish my thought. In my head, Sunidhi sits with a little magic wand on top of her like laptop and she goes bippity boppity boo and she fixes like the entire thing, like all the nonsense that we've done. And the sound editing is done that way. That's what I think.
Oh, like,
personally,
and instead
I don't
of, like,
know how it
pixie
works.
Pixie dust, it's bits falling out. Like 8 bits falling out of her
That's
wand.
That's so sad.
I'm sorry.
Please stop. Although that is like a cool, like a nice CGI thing you could get going. It sounds kind of cool. But no, shut up. Get out. Yeah.
Okay, so now that like, you know, we know about the lawsuits and all the lies and the deceit. The only question I would honestly want to ask you is, dude, do you think water's wet?
I am shitting right now.
Honestly,
so stressed.
I'm like, what's happening?